Merry Christmas. We're going to be in, guess what? Luke chapter 2. I told you you're going to hear this until the beginning of the new year. But we're going to read the entire story this morning. In Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 14. And today's message is called Joy to the World. Joy to the World. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, so much for the opportunity to be here today with our church family, to worship you, to give you praise and honor during this special time that we call Christmas. Thank you for the wonderful gift that you've given us. Jesus, we thank you so much for making that sacrifice for us. And we look forward to today where we can see you in heaven and thank you and worship you. Say how much we appreciate you coming to save us from our sins, from death. Lord, during this time, we pray for all the families out there that are struggling emotionally, physically, and financially. We pray for each one of those, Lord, that somehow that they would be blessed and you'd meet their needs. Lord, we pray for the folks on the back of our bulletin. Lord, you know each one and what their needs are. So we lay that at the foot of the cross and ask your will be done in their lives. Lord, thank you for the military. It's around the world right now, missing their family, protecting our country and keeping us free. Lord, we just lift them up to you. And the missionaries running all around the world, spreading the good news of the gospel. Spreading the good news of Christmas time. Lord, I pray that you'll open up doors for them to share this good news with all the folks that they're trying to reach. Help me this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Please, I encourage you. Pick up three or four of these out there on the table. You're invited. And the little thing on the back with our map and information about our church. This is a great time for you to pick up two or three of these, pray and ask the Lord who you can give them to. Say, hey, come, invite, right? Go and invite somebody and say, hey, we're having a Christmas musical Sunday. Come and check us out. Here's the information. Pick up two or three and invite somebody to come and hear our cantata and the music. It's a great opportunity right now to invite somebody to church. Everybody cool with that? All righty. I'm like Gary. I'm struggling here. Luke chapter 2, 1 through 14. Here we go. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was in Syria. Verse 3, so all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which he's called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. I'll stop right there. Hang on. Ashley's here this morning. So Ashley asked a question a couple weeks ago about the names. Remember that? And the names in the Bible? So it's your fault, but you got me all sidetracked with this name thing. So I've been looking up these different names, right, of what people's real name was. You know, that's Mary was not a real name. That's just the English version, right? So if I can pronounce it. Ready? All right, here was her real Hebrew name, and we'll need to start calling Miss Mary this too, right? So here we go. It's bear with me, right? It's Mechram. Mechram. Everybody say that. Makram. That's going to change your life right there. I know it is. Makram. Anyway, so, Jesus, please forgive me. But, you know, it's kind of cool to look at, like, we all know Jesus, that was not his real name, right? It was Yeshua. You know, that was his real name. And then, you know, everything went from, you know, the Hebrew to Greek and then the Latin. And then we ended up with the English name Mary. So there's a bunch more. I'm not even going to go there. So help me, Jesus. But start looking it up. And it's kind of cool, especially Elizabeth. Verse 6. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Verse 8. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Verse 10. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Everybody said amen. Praise the Lord. This morning I want to focus on the joy that Jesus brought to this world. Jesus brought joy into this world in several really just practical ways. Every time he healed a person, every time he cast out a demon, every time he forgave someone of their sins, joy was the immediate result. Now those who also recognized Jesus as the Savior and Redeemer of this world was filled with joy. When the gospel spread in the days of the early church, joy followed this good message. Amen? Humanity longs for joy. Humanity longs for hope. The lost people out there in the world, they long for it. They long for a meaning or a purpose for their life. Within every human heart is the knowledge of eternity. No matter whether we really recognize it or not, it's placed in every human heart. Ecclesiastes 3:11 said this, "He has made everything beautiful in its time." How many remember that old song? There's an old song, it's a beautiful song. "He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from the beginning to the end." It's Ecclesiastes 3:11. We know that without God being the vital part of our life, without God being the foundation of our life can get kind of pointless and uselessness. It can become empty. This season, this Christmas season, a lot of people find themselves in that empty spot, in that useless, empty spot, thinking that the gifts are going to make all the difference. And I like gifts just like anyone else, right? We all like gifts, sure. But that's not going to fill that void in our heart. The world was lost in darkness before Jesus came the first time. God had not spoken through his prophets in over 400 years. From the Old Testament to the New Testament, from Malachi to Matthew, it was silent. It was setting the stage for one of the biggest things that's ever happened in this entire world. It was setting the stage. God would become a man and live among us. And we all just sang a song, we just read the scripture, that when the angel announced the birth of Jesus to the shepherds in the field, their first words were, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid." The angel says, "I bring you good news." Everybody say good news. "I bring you good news that will cause great joy for the people." And that's what I want to just drive home this morning, is this great joy that we have. The great joy was the truth that God, who had been silent for all these years, had come to them in human flesh as a baby. Probably about a 7-pound, 4-ounce baby. Came to me. I was like, what's the average weight of a baby? So they say the average weight of a baby boy is 7.6 ounces. So the way Jesus came into the world, lowly, and so he probably created himself. This is me, probably, completely guessing, that he may have come a little bit below average. Because he wanted to be humble. He wanted to, right? So maybe he came 7 pounds, 4 ounces. Interesting, huh? Obviously, we don't know. Anyway, Jesus' name was Emmanuel, which means God with us. Those who saw Jesus saw God. And Jesus was real clear about that. Very clear in the Bible. He said that if you see me, you've seen the Father. Jesus came to rescue us, to heal us, to save us, to make mankind right with God. Now this righteous act is cause for great joy. Jesus came. Sinful man now, one day, can stand before God and be not guilty. That brings me great joy. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." Man, if you really think about that, that really does. That brings me great joy, knowing that I am right with God. Are you right with God this morning? It's a great question for Christmas time. When Jesus died on the cross, it says in the Bible, the veil of the temple tore in two. This really symbolizes that the wall of separation between God and man has been removed. It's been eliminated. We can now boldly come before his throne in prayer. And then when we stand before God and he says, maybe he says, "Why should I let you in my heaven?" The biblical answer is, because I've placed my faith in Jesus Christ. He died on the cross for me and he rose from the grave. And I place 100% of everything into what he's done for me. Amen? When Jesus rose from the grave, he conquered death, hell, and the grave, and assured that all of us but have eternal life if we just place our faith in Him. This, my friends, causes great joy. Jesus ascended back into heaven, said He would come back for us again. This causes great joy. The troubles of this world will one day end. Jesus said, "Take heart, I have overcome this world." The knowledge that soon we will live with Him creates great joy. The popular Christmas song, "Joy to the World," celebrates the joyful occasion. We sing it here and we sing it this morning. Celebrating the Lord's coming. But the lyrics were never intended to be a Christmas song. It was a poem by Isaac Watts based on Psalms 98, which is a song, psalm of the second coming of the Lord. It was really talking about Jesus coming back the second time. So joy to the world was all about. Jesus' purpose in His first coming at Christmas time was not to judge the world or condemn the world, but to save the world. John 3:17 sums it up. It says, "For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him." Jesus brought joy to the world the first time. And when He comes back the second time, He's also going to bring joy to the world. Amen. No greater honor, really, if you think about it, no greater honor befall the children of Adam and Eve that God Almighty came down Himself to correct and redeem them, us, from Satan's deception and his stronghold. God came down and rescued us. This is hope. This is great hope, because Jesus came the first time. When He comes the second time, He'll also bring great hope. That's why we sing with conviction, "Joy to the Lord. The Lord has come, let earth receive His King." Amen. Are you ready to meet Jesus this morning? Are you ready? Amen. So we're going to have a little prayer time just for a minute or two, and then we're going to have communion, celebrate the Lord through communion. And I'd like to ask you this morning, as Danny plays, if you're here this morning and you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, especially now as we do communion, I'd like to ask you, it's today for you. If you're giving a life to Christ, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. So if everyone can bow your heads and close your eyes, I'd like to just pray with you. If you'd like to rededicate your life to the Lord, now would be a good time. Now it'd also be a good time to examine your heart before we participate in communion. If you would like to give your life to the Lord, I just pray that you'll pray this right now, sitting in your pew. And if you'd like to come down to the altar, that'll be fine too. Say, "God, I repent of my sins. I ask You to forgive me. I place my faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Your Son, Jesus. From this day forward, I'm going to serve You and trust You with my life. In Jesus' name, amen."